All right, so at the outset of a apologetic argument, the conceit, the other side, the non-presuppositionalists, those who say no, we can be autonomous, we can be neutral, they concede the whole game. They adopt a presupposition contrary to the conclusion they wish to argue, and they seek to gain knowledge of God by adapting a non-theistic epistemology, how we know things. The only alternative, Bantil argued, is to adopt a theistic epistemology when arguing for the existence of God. Again, starting with that level of God exists and we know him and can know him, and from there, that's how we know things, instead of the other way of, well, okay, you reason up from you and then see if you can reach a conclusion of God, and how much effort you put into it is dependent upon you. And if you're being truly honest, then you'll absolutely come to know God, except for those people that stick their fingers in their ear and close their eyes or don't want to see the way that the things that you are. If you just argue a little bit harder, you'll get them there, or you'll force them in, or you point a gun at their head and say, believe in God, and that's if they come to belief in it through that way, then there you are.
Yeah. So notice the claim here that this position is holding. So he, as you mentioned, right, this whole issue of autonomy and neutrality. Can we know, experience, function without reference, or even without God, not just reference to God, but without God? And if we say yes, if we can say, well, yes, we can. Let's just, we can have reason and experiences and that sort of thing without God's existence. Then until it's claiming that kind of gives away everything. I mean, now we're standing on what we think is a neutral position where we're all arguing from. And Van Til says that's not the way it works, right? Where so there is no, what he's going to eventually say, there is no neutrality, right? There is no common way to stand on this ground. That's what he's getting at here. And so we have to, what he says is when we do that, we've adopted a presupposition that's contrary to the conclusion that we wish to argue, right? So our conclusion is that God exists. So let's just start by saying, well, he really doesn't. Now we're, how far does that get us? Well, he says, no, we don't want to do that, right? We're adopting a position that's contrary to where we're headed. And so that's part of where he's going. And so, Frame tells us that Kant answered the question, what are the conditions required for an intelligible universe, right? How do we come to know the universe? What makes it intelligible? And of course, he answered that with his, phenomena and noumena distinction and his transcendental aesthetic and analytic. Van Til asks the same question, but he gives a different answer, right? He says the condition of universal intelligibility is the biblical God. That approach seems to be viciously circular, Frame tells us, presupposing God in our epistemology and then using that epistemology to prove his existence. Clearly, that's kind of circular, right? But Van Til answers the charge of circularity, Frame tells us, by claiming that Christian circles, right, the Christian circle is the only kind that renders reality intelligible on its own terms. And so if you don't assume it, then you can't, reality is not intelligible, is what he's arguing. We can't have knowledge if we don't have this basic assumption. So what's the basis? What gives us, what allows us to have knowledge? What's the preconditions for intelligibility is the way to put it, right? Well, God, the existence of God. God gives us that those preconditions that we need in order for us to have knowledge at all. So that's where this transcendental argument is coming from, and that's the basic idea of it.
Right. Isn't it Zeno's paradox of like you can never get where you are because you're always taking half and you have an infinite regress. Well, this is like asking, well, okay, what's the makeup of an atom? Well, an atom is electrons, neutrons, protons. Okay, what makes a proton? Well, there's quarks and all these other things, and then it's just asking that question kind of all the way down, and never assuming that there is a basic building block that can't be divided anymore, that is the thing that makes up all reality, we just have continued on forever and everything is infinite and we can never get to where we're at because we're always traversing a series of infinites, which isn't possible because, look, I've finished a sentence, period. So, you know, I've ended the universe by ending the sentence with a period. And so here, you know, Vantil is saying, no, while it seems viciously circular, when you ask for an ultimate standard and we give you one, you can't say, well, you know, who made God? Well, no, that's the starting point for all existence is God. And so to ask, well, who created God? You're asking for a series of infinite regresses for infinite, but we're at a place where we're an individual. And so how can we be an individual?
You can always ask the next question. Well, who created God? Well, who created God?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Panspermia, aliens dropped us off here and that's how we were made. Oh, well, phew. I'm glad we know who God is. God is the aliens. Except who made the aliens? Well, you know, there was a vastly intelligent of the intelligence that created it. So it's like, well, okay, then you just do that again for infinite. And again, you can never get to where you're at because infinity has to happen in order for you to get to this point. But again, I've ended a sentence. So we need an initial starting point. And when we give you one, you can't be too mad at us. You can disagree with us as that's the ultimate starting point. But we're trying to say that God is the ultimate starting point, and here are the reasons why it has to be the case. And we get that through the theory of knowledge, through the epistemology, through ethics and science and creation itself. And so that's what Tagg is arguing here, is that God is the first, the be all end all. And from there, we can know things. That's what he's going to outline.